Christians are playing a key role in providing aid as the conflict between Hezbollah and Israel continues. Kidnappings in Haiti have Christians on alert, and an American bestseller is in Asia with purpose. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The warfare between Israel and Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon has taken more than 400 lives. It's getting worse. The International Director of the World Evangelical Alliance, Jeff Tunnicliffe, says while the war is causing hardship for many, Christians are playing a key role.
Christian relief agencies are responding through the churches to help all the people in the region. They are looking for ways that they can directly help those that have been impacted by the violence or have been displaced, particularly for children.
While the area is known for its Muslim extremism, Tunnicliffe says this violence can have a positive impact spiritually.
When you're in a crisis and you have no water or you have no food or you have no shelter, people really are not concerned of where it really comes from. So I think as the church continues to respond, people will identify that the Christians in the time of crisis really did help and stood with us.
Which could open doors for friendship and eventually evangelism. Next, as violence continues to escalate in Lebanon, World Vision staff are working around the clock to assist thousands of displaced citizens fleeing the strife. But supplies are running low. 700,000 are reportedly displaced. The team of 9 World Vision staff and some 20 volunteers are distributing food and hygiene supplies, but again, supplies are low. Your support can help World Vision plant seeds of the gospel through their testimony as they help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Renewed incidents of kidnappings in Haiti are hampering the ministry work of Christian World Outreach. The unrest is preventing a number of American medical teams from going on short-term trips to assist at clinics there. But CWO's Dean Yoder says it's not all bad news.
It has an effect on the ministry, but fortunately, over the years, we have trained good leaders in Haiti and nationals who continue to carry on the ministry.
In spite of the difficulties, God's still at work in growing His church. Yoder says their national staff are strong believers impacting many lives.
Everyone who comes to our clinics are prayed for. The gospel is shared with them, and we use that opportunity as we meet their physical needs to try to help them with their spiritual needs as well. And so that's a major, major importance for us.
Funding, medical supplies, and prayer are their biggest needs. Go to our website to help. Meanwhile, Purpose Driven Ministries' Rick Warren is in the Philippines this week as he continues his trek across Asia. Last week, more than 100,000 people heard Warren's call for a third revival in Korea, much like that in 1907 that many say established Korean Christianity. The trip is part of Warren's desire to see what the church is doing there and to encourage reformation, which he says starts in each local church around the world. Pray that God will touch many hearts. And Christian radio listening is growing exponentially around the world. Back to the Bible Australia is experiencing the growth firsthand with their 3 programs heard on more than 350 outlets in 65 countries. Bernie Diamond heads up Back to the Bible's Christianity Works in Australia. He says the good news is it's reaching those who need it most.
Consistently, our polling and research is showing that 40% are non-churched and 30% are non-Christian. So we're really reaching a very large non-Christian audience.
According to Diamond, people aren't just passively listening.
I think people are looking for something, and when they tune into really good Christian radio, they discover, hey, you know, maybe these Christians have something valid to say. Maybe this Jesus has something valid to say into my life.
They recently went on the air on government-run Radio Rwanda and hope to broadcast soon in the Arab world. Funding hasn't come easy, though. Pray that many would join Back to the Bible financially so they can reach even more people with the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's still time to join me for the M&N 15th Anniversary Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. The deadline is August 1st. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at missionnetworknews.org. It's a trip that could change your life. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.